Hello and welcome to F1BB. This is episode 4. Sorry for the late episode. I have been doing a few things and also been quite lazy. So today we have Evan. Say hello.
Hello.
And
America.
America, which is Edward. So no Ryan today.
But I'm from America.
Yeah, don't get confused.
Exactly.
Right, so today we're going to go over the last three Grand Prix of the season, just because we missed them, and then we'll do a quick season wrap-up. Then my plan is, sometime in December, we're going to do a season review, a proper podcast review of 2013. Then before testing for next year, we'll do another on our predictions of testing and see what cars are fast and not. And then we'll actually do a review of the testing. And then we will start the season in Australia on, I think it's 14th of March, 11th, something like that. So, yeah, anyway, is there anything you guys want to say before we sort of dive in?
Nope.
Okay. Right, so we start
I would like
off.
To, oh,
you're going to say.
I'd like to congratulate Max Chilton on his rookie record for finishing every race of the year.
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw a tweet I saw, and you know when Grosjean was running back to the pits, someone made a
yeah.
It was like, you know, he's still faster than Chilton. It's quite funny, that one.
I feel kind of bad for Chilton.
I mean, it's all right, but
he's obviously a better racer than he is qualifier, yeah. But nobody really notices some Mercias in the race, whereas in quali everybody looks to see how funny it is. look how far down they are. Nobody ever looks.
So that's what
in
happens,
the race
like,
to see that he's actually ahead of a few people.
Yeah, I mean, the,
yeah,
the TV
I think
cameras.
He was.
Sorry, you can go.
Yeah, I think it was last in qualifying, 14 or 15 out of the 19 races.
Yeah, it's true. He's not great. But, I mean, I think the problem with, like, the reason we don't notice him is because the cameras literally only sort of track around sort of second to about 10th. They don't really care about any other cars.
Yeah.
So, we start at Dubai. Or is it Abu Dhabi even? So, I think it's a different country or thing. I'm aware.
I think so.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Well, either way,
that entire area of the world confuses me.
I think that's like my favorite part of the world. I think Dubai is a region, not necessarily a country. And I think Dubai is also a city. Actually, I don't think.
I
it's
think
a
Abu Dhabi is a city, and Dubai is sort of like the country.
I'm pretty sure that.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that is a city within the United Arab Emirates, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think.
I have no idea.
I think there's.
This ain't a geography podcast, I guess. So let's move on to
it.
The...
So is.
Do you guys remember anything about the race you want to talk about? Or I know it's ages ago. So, I mean, Alonso's issue.
It got dark.
Yeah. Alonso Yeah. So what do you guys think of that? Anything?
I think it was something really. I mean, neither of them wanted to back down.
No. Do you think he needed to do it?
It's kind of just a racing incident, really. I mean, it hardly ruined either of their races.
Yeah. So we have. I'm gonna just go over the top 10 for this just quickly because it's so long ago we probably can't remember anything. Obviously, Seb won, Webber in second, Rosberg in third, Grosjean fourth, Alonso fifth. De Resta 6th, Hamilton 7th, Massa 8th, 9th is Perez, 10th Adrian Sutil. Kimi Raikkonen retired. He had an accident on lap.
After one corner.
Yeah, I don't
after
remember
the
that.
Corner. And
he was kind
was
of like
the
back of one of the Borussias.
Oh, yeah, because it's
no,
stopped
Caterham's
the back
even.
Of the grid, didn't he?
Yeah, he hit the back of Pete.
Yeah. Well,
why did he start from the back again? You got a penalty for something,
failed.
Didn't he?
His floor failed. That's what it says here. That was very weird.
Yeah,
it happened to the Ferraris one year, but they didn't have any penalty. It's strange.
Yeah, it's not like him to make that kind of mistake, but I don't know, really. I mean, I guess he's not used to starting at the back and a bit too over.
I mean, the problem is, it's like the Lotus sort of, because it's so much better than Marussia's, it's like it has traction control, because he gets such a better start than the top back four, and it's just, you can't get anywhere, because Abu Dhabi is like such a short straight, isn't it, on the main straight, so.
It's quite long.
I guess if you start from the back of the grid, but.
The start-finish bit's short.
That's what I'm on about, the start-finish.
Yeah.
But, I think that's pretty much
short round.
So
I think pretty much.
Sorry, you were going to say something.
The crash pretty much summed up the second half of his season with Lotus.
Yeah,
it just wasn't very good. And then he would never step into a Lotus car ever again.
I mean, do you reckon it was really because of his neck surgery, or was it more to do the catch? Yeah,
I think a bit of both.
That's what I'm saying.
I think maybe it was bad, but because he didn't want to, because he wasn't getting paid, he was just kind of like, yeah, what's the fucking point, like.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting with him and Alonso next season, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. I have nothing, really. Because it's so long ago, I can't remember anything, really.
No, I can't know too much.
Okay, well, Peck, have you got anything to say, or...?
No, I think as for the Alonso Vern incident, I honestly think the person that's coming out of the pits should back off first, because the person racing has been racing and the other guy's just coming out of the pits, so I don't think the guy coming out of the pits really has the right of way, I guess you could say.
I mean, like, Alonso would have overtook him anyway. He didn't need to make the move there, I think. Because he was on way fresher tyres. But I guess let's go to your Grand Prix, Peck, the United States Grand Prix. This was more interesting than Abu Dhabi, wasn't it, I think? Because they were pretty close to top three. Seb won, Ross Grosjean even in second, and then Mark Webber in third, which they were only... the top three were covered by 8.3 seconds, it says here. Then you had Hamilton 4th, Alonso 5th, Hülkenberg 6th, Perez in 7th, Bottas 8th, and Rosberg 9th, and JB in 10th. So do you guys remember anything about this Grand Prix you want to talk
about? Not massively.
I mean, Grosjean had a good drive.
Yeah, Grosjean's really good, though. Yeah, I personally think... next year, he's going to be kind of screwed, however, because if Lotus can't even pay Kimi Raikkonen, how are they going to have the money to develop a whole new generation of F1 car?
Yeah, because, like, the money they pay the drivers is a lot, but it's not compared to making the car, so...
And that's why I think next year, when everybody has to develop a whole new type of car, the teams that have all the money, so Ferrari, Red Bull... and Mercedes, I guess.
McLaren, probably, as well.
McLaren have probably got a lot, yeah. Yeah, I guess McLaren, yeah. They're probably going to be on top, them top four. And I think Lotus, Sauber, you know, the teams that have kind of been sniffing around at the back of those, well, not them three, because McLaren are gone.
Yeah.
But, like the Saubers, what, like fifth, fourth, Hülkenberg did in a few races, and the Lotus right in the middle of them, I think they're going to kind of go, and then McLaren will kind of reclaim their top three spot.
The thing I remember about the race was Hülkenberg basically attacking Alonso towards the end of the Grand Prix. He unfortunately ran out of laps. He was catching him, like, was it 1/8 a lap or something like that? It was ridiculous towards the end of the Grand Prix. He's one of these drivers who really does need to be in a good car. And I mean, who would you kick out at the McLaren, Mercedes, Ferrari, and Red Bull? Who would you kick out?
Well, the spot at Red Bull obviously isn't there now.
No. If you could kick one of the drivers out for next year and replace it with Hülkenberg, who would it be?
Well, from a viewer's standpoint, you'd want Vettel to go. You see what he can do in a car like Ferrari or Mercedes. But obviously, if you were running Red Bull, you'd keep Vettel because he's fucking ridiculously good in that car. Like, I don't think anybody... He may not be the best driver on the grid from a lot of people's viewpoint, but I don't think anybody else on the grid could drive that car like he does.
No.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I don't think he's the best racing driver, but for, like, corner-to-corner precision, he's amazing. Yeah. I've never seen anyone...
I don't think anybody else can drive the Red Bull like he does.
So, yeah, it's a shame for, like, Hulkenberg. I guess a bit for Perez as well, because they're good drivers. Yeah. It's just, you know, I feel sorry for Perez.
Because he goes to McLaren, like, this really good
team.
The really good team, and then it's just like, oh, here we go. Have a...
shit car.
Have this thing.
I mean, a lot of people say, you know, he's out-qualified Jenson Button. He's done it 10 times out of...
I don't really get why it was that they got rid of him. I assume some kind of financial gain.
Yeah, I mean... That's
why you get rid of somebody after one season when they're matching your number one driver.
Well, I mean, the thing with Button is that he's not a good qualifier, and I think that was the reason why... Yeah, he's definitely a racing driver. He's nothing like Vettel. Sort of the opposite, yeah. I guess. Bottas scored the 4 points, was it, for Williams that race, which is quite
impressive. Bottas is an animal.
I know. I mean, he'll be a good driver once he gets a good car. And I mean, I hope Williams do have a good car because, you know, Massa.
I think next year they'll do really well.
I hope so. I mean, hope they're
how much money do Williams have?
This is the thing, because now they
can't be Massa that in. Bad off.
Especially
with like NASA going there next year.
Yeah, they're gonna have a lot of South American money now coming in, which is good. And yeah,
plus the Ross Brawn's around.
Yeah, I think he's either going to. I think it's Ferrari now after that talk they had in Brazil. It looked pretty obvious.
Yeah, if he goes to Ferrari, I think that will give Alonso and Raikkonen a real shot at the Red Bulls.
Maybe towards the end of 2014, probably more like 15 though, because you know he hasn't had any influence in the car. But
I'd like to see him just take a year out and just kind of come back and then
win it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Heikki Kovalainen's first race, wasn't it, for Lotus? He's another one of these drivers who.
Yeah.
It's just not enough room in the grid, is there? I mean, I'm happy that it sounds like Force India are getting rid of both of the drivers.
Yeah, the rest is just not that. He did really well in the first bit of the season. Yeah. Just couldn't adapt.
The tire change after Silverstone. Yeah,
I feel sorry for them because, like, Force India were the ones who really lost the most. They could still make them last. It's just they weren't fast.
Yeah, with Sutil, I don't know, because it's not that he's a bad driver. It's just he's so average.
Yeah, he's. I really dislike Sutil. He's had enough chance. You know, you really do get. You should get about 2 years in F1 to prove your point. If you don't, you got to go really. And he's not that amazing. What didn't he make a mistake in Sao Paulo, which was just stupid? I swear he did. I can't remember who he was against.
He had a terrible start.
Yeah, I think he took off one of the drivers, and he's not very good. I don't think, in my opinion.
No, I mean it's. He has good car control, and he's not slow as such. It's just, it always seems to be him getting involved in little scrapes, and he's never in the top 10.
No. And if they keep one driver.
Often is, he does well.
He
was.
So have you got anything else to say, anyone, about the United States Grand Prix? Because then we can move on to Brazil,
I think, speaking of Sutil, like, he crashed in lap one, which caused the safety car. I think the crash was his fault, because I think he drifted into the lane that Maldonado was in.
That's the one.
Like, everybody loves to blame Maldonado, though, because Maldonado's a piece of trash, basically.
I don't know. I'm not going to argue about that.
He's such a fucking shit heap.
What I was going to ask, is, wouldn't you find it interesting... If they got an American driver in to boost the popularity, who would it be? Who would you choose?
They've got that test driver, haven't they?
The only legitimate, the only guy that's got a legitimate shot is Rossi.
Rossi, you'd put him in.
He's really the only.
Isn't he?
He's really the only American that's driven an F1 car in the past time.
I mean,
years.
Is there anyone good in the Indy cars?
Not
I assume
that's
everybody in Indy cars super good, but
not anyone that's suited for F1, really.
I mean, that's because they got Jersey and obviously the United States Grand Prix, which
I don't think they're gonna have. I don't think they're gonna have Jersey in 2014. I think they cut out.
They dropped like all of the new ones they were planning.
They dropped Jersey in Mexico.
It's a shame. I don't know. I didn't even hear it. What is the track at Mexico? Is it an old one or?
Yeah, it's an old one.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It's just a little dust road.
I kind of wanted Mexico.
Yeah, that would have been
good. I think Mexico would be hilarious. Imagine, like, all of the fans there, like, with all their smelly, like, Mexican food and everything. Like, their wraps and stuff.
Right. So we're going to move on to Brazil, because I think everyone's finished about the other Grand Prix. And, yeah, not a good start for Grosjean, was it? Lap 6, I think. No, lap 2 even. He's engine complete.
Lap 2. Or maybe even lap 1.
It says no, lap 2 here, but I'm not sure.
End of lap 2 it was, and he came out of the final, well, not the final turn, I believe it's like turn 13, because that back
stretch
counts real turn.
Three turns.
It's wrong. It shouldn't be three turns.
And then it blew up.
It's a shame, because like, you know, such a good season, and to end pretty much at the back of the grid, it's not good. But Bottas retired. That was the Hamilton incident, wasn't it? What do you think about that?
Hamilton killed my main man, Bottas. Bottas is a fucking animal, and Hamilton went and killed him.
This is a problem I have with Hamilton. He's like, he's a fast driver. It's just every so often, like, even in 2011, I think I remember, he just makes these really like amateur mistakes, and it's like, what the hell? You know, he literally didn't know he was there. 2011, he had the issues with Massa, and it's like, you know, most of them were to blame for him. I don't understand that. You know, do you guys feel that with Hamilton?
He's a clean driver, because I've never seen him have a drive through apart from just like last week.
Yeah,
but like, the issue I have is then you go on Twitter and there's a load of people that it was Bottas's fault.
It's clearly.
So I'm sorry, should Bottas hop over the grass?
That's the thing, like do you think they're allowed to unlap themselves now? Is that a good rule? Because
Bottas
a lot of people
wasn't even lapped, was he?
He was. They said he was. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were going for position.
That's what I thought, but that's what they said on commentary, whether or not they're wrong. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it was position.
But either way, what about the thing, you know, because Seb had quite a few bad laps before he came into the pits. Do you think they should be allowed to unlap themselves? Is that...
If they're faster.
You know, say if Hamilton was lapped and he was trying to go for the championship, should he be allowed to unlap himself?
It's a tough thing, because like if you're sat behind somebody and you're having to brake early and everything, you should kind of be able to get past and... I think you should only be able to lap somebody if you can get past them and then pull away.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If you then get past them and keep battling with them, but then it's kind of hard to enforce that.
Yeah, that's... It's one of them.
When you give someone
areas.
Permission to lap unlap themselves.
Because
you don't know how it's going to be when they get ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know what happened to Seb, but he had really bad laps. He was doing, like, 119s before he came into the pits, and it was strange, wasn't it? I mean, that was the first time I've seen this year Red Bull mess up a pit stop, to be honest, and it's because Seb...
They messed up a few of Webber's. I think you're forgetting when that guy just got completely curb-stomped by Webber's back wheel. So, that was a mild fuck-up.
I mean,
that was a long time ago, though. That was China.
China, that was...
Or
like,
was it Malaysia, maybe?
I can't remember.
I don't know what it was. His wheel came off at China. I think that happened at Malaysia.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. It's like, I think Vettel literally said before, while he was in the pit straight, that he was coming in, I guess, because they literally didn't have his tyres ready, did they?
Yeah.
So we had a long... Button finishing fourth, which is pretty good for McLaren. And I mean, okay, Massa and Hamilton had issues, but nonetheless, pretty good drive by him.
Keeping
Rosberg behind, which was the main goal. I didn't think he'd do it, is what I'm trying to get at. Perez, another good drive as well, which it's a shame because he did such a good drive on his last sort of race with a team, and it doesn't feel...
Yeah, where was it that you finished?
Sixth, which is pretty good.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Because he started 19th on the grid, so it's pretty, pretty good. Then we had... the rest that just missed out on the points, but he was ahead of his teammate. And was it Gutierrez who made quite a few good moves at the beginning of the race?
Can't say I remember, but I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
That's fine, don't worry. So what do you think about the whole Grand Prix? Anything which stuck out to you, Peck? Or Evan, whatever you want to call me.
What stuck out to me was, well, first of all, Vettel did donuts for the fourth consecutive race.
I mean, I like him. That's the best part of his race.
Yeah, it really is. Not much, really, besides... Oh, yeah, the Massa penalty.
I forgot about that.
I was so pissed about that.
I mean, if he got warned, he got warned. That's the fact, isn't it? And he should have stopped doing it. But it's not like he was the only driver, was it?
I think he probably could have gotten a podium because Alonso said after the race he would have let him by so that he could have a podium in front of his home fans in his final race at Ferrari, but stewards cancelled all those plans.
And the stewards were all Brazilian, I think, which is pretty... Well, at least two of them were, I know. So, yeah, pretty good drive by Ricciardo, 10th, you know, ready for Red Bull. And it's a good position to finish for, you know, Toro Rosso, but not, you know, he's going to have to be in the top five consistently in Red Bull. Cause do you reckon if Mark didn't want to retire, do you reckon they'd have still kicked him out, basically?
No.
I don't think so either. Because the overtakes he did that race, the one turn six, maybe, round Hamilton, I mean... That's
yeah,
classic.
I think Mark Webber has the best race craft on the grid.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Alonso.
He's not the fastest.
Yeah. Maybe Alonso is the best race craft, I think.
It's some of the moves he does, though. I mean, you know, I'm going to miss the Alonso Webber battles, definitely. I always remember Eau Rouge. That.
I think.
Gosh,
yeah.
It's crazy.
I think the top three for racecraft would probably be, not in this specific order, but probably Alonso, Webber, and Raikkonen.
Looking at the grid.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, Hamilton's got some good moves under him. I'd probably say Hamilton's the third place for me, but...
Yeah, Hamilton's a good racer. Yeah, he's a really good qualifier.
The problem with Hamilton, he's born in the wrong sort of century, or shall I say... You know, basically...
Era?
What's it called? A decade. You know, he should have been born sort of 10 years earlier so that he'd have been sort of around the time where they just literally sprint raced all the time. Because he doesn't like managing tyres. And I mean, you know, if F1 2013, the game, is actually realistic, I would hate driving it F1 cars right now. I'm not going to lie. It's just so annoying that you have to manage tyres. You can't race, can you?
Yeah, Hamilton confuses me.
Don't get Ed started on Codemasters.
Like, he makes really good passes, and he makes... Like, he's a really good qualifier, but of recent, he just hasn't done very well, like...
The strange thing is that in the wet, he's not as good as he ever used to be. Like, he always used to be one of the top drivers in the wet, and Rosberg was consistently out-qualifying him. I mean, he may have had more wing, but... I don't know.
Yeah. It's,
that's the thing. That's why I say Rosberg's probably my driver of the year. Well, no, probably Grosjean, actually, because, you know, Rosberg, everyone thought he'd be easily beaten by Hamilton, but he wasn't, really. Pretty much matched. Caterham did keep 13th. No, 11th.
No, basically. They lost it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They didn't get 10th. I think it's 10th.
They didn't really lose it. They were behind... For the whole season, pretty much, because Marussia got that 13th place back in Malaysia, so...
Yeah, so that was Jules, right? Jules Bianchi did that?
Yeah.
He's definitely a good driver. He needs to be in a top team soon. I don't understand, like, why he signed for Marussia so early. Halfway through the season, right? He was, like, the first driver to be confirmed, I think. Which is bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, have you guys got anything else to say about this Grand Prix before we just talk about things in general? Was the penalty fair or fair on Massa then? Actually,
no, I thought it was kind of bullshit. You obviously had those people that were you had all the Hamilton fans that were pleased Hamilton had kind of lost that pressure, saying it was deserved. But personally, it was so close. Like, I would have given him a warning if he does it one more time. Give it to him. But well, then did, again, actually, I say that he might have been given one. Yeah.
They said he got warnings, apparently.
If he got a load of warnings, then it's kind of fair, yeah. But from where he was, like, he wouldn't be able to even know he'd done it, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, I sort of jumped in, but you got anything else to say about the Grand Prix?
That was really good.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about all of F1. The past 10 races, really.
So we're going to sort of go on about a little bit sort of through the season, but we'll do that more in the next episode. And also we're probably going to go on a bit about our thoughts on next season for like the next 10 minutes or something. So tell me your... Well, no, we'll end on that, actually.
That'll end up in the donuts. That'll end up costing Red Bull $500,000.
Oh shit.
But the thing is, that's nothing.
Exactly.
$500,000 is not a lot. But let's think about driver markets just quickly. Because probably by the time we do the next podcast, it'll probably all be confirmed. So
maybe not all, but
Caterham and Marussia, what do you reckon the driver lineup's gonna be?
I reckon stay the same. Marussia will stay the same, I reckon.
I think, yeah. Caterham
maybe will take over Linen.
Four.
Peck.
See, Van der Gaart is like...
Yeah, Van der Gaart deserves
quite
a seat.
Good. Yeah.
I think Van der Gaart over Peek.
Yeah. Peck, the thing is, Peek has had his 2 years or so in F1 and not done a lot. But yeah, so you think that's the sort of idea we're having for the bottom teams probably for next year. Then if we say Williams, we already know. Toro Rosso, we sort of know, I think it's confirmed.
The guy who's literally like 6 months older than me, he's like 18.
Yeah.
And
then
the Frenchman.
Who else? Force India is probably the talking topic, like it is at end of every season.
No one really knows.
I mean, I'd like Paul de Resta to stay in F1, but I don't think he's done enough, I guess, compared to other drivers. It's really hard. I think Hulkenberg and Perez would be a great signing for them. That would be such a good team lineup.
I really still think Lotus should sign Hulkenberg already.
Yeah, they're not going to, I don't think.
If they sign Mal, Lotus is my favourite team, Grosjean's my favourite driver. If they sign Maldonado, I just cannot sit there and be a Lotus fan while that little cum stain is driving their car. I hate that man with a passion.
I don't understand, why you hate him so much.
He's slow.
He's not slow.
He's only in F1. Compare him to Bottas.
I don't know.
Who's a genuine talent in his first season, absolutely dumping on him in qualifying.
But just think about Spain last year. That was a great drive.
That was last year.
Yeah. I know.
This season is where it's all been kicking off. He constantly sits there and talks shit about how he's given more to Williams.
I understand. He's very outspoken.
I think they sabotaged my car.
Yeah, is he retarded?
He is outspoken and he needs to sort of calm down. And...
The only reason he's in F1 for me is because he brings in a lot of money.
Just like,
and not only is he slow, he is also a terrible racer. He just hits everyone.
I mean, we'll see. I want to say, just give him a shot in the Lotus, because it does look like he's going to Lotus. I'm almost going to guarantee that, I think. So I really want to like say, just give him a shot. If he's bad, I'll admit that he's not good enough. But, I mean, I would instantly, I'd pick Hülkenberg over him, but yeah, it's not going to happen.
Because money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, the, you know, I never think Chilton would be in F1 if he didn't have a bit of cash behind him, but that's the sort of thing, the world it is, isn't it? But, well, yeah, so what do you think about, is it quality over quantity, as in cash over, you know, quality of driving? It's not good.
For some, it depends on the team. Yeah. For Lotus, yes, because of their financial struggles.
I know.
Like, for a team that isn't in financial struggles, probably not.
I mean, because McLaren have lost Vodafone, haven't they?
Yeah.
Maybe their car will actually look different for once, for like the past 10 years.
I don't mind the actually, silver, but it would be nice.
I don't mind it. I'd just like to see it slightly different.
Yeah.
Vodafone didn't join McLaren until 07, although yeah, it was silver from 1996.
Yeah. No, but we until, mean, like, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, the same kind of deal for a long time now, like.
So Sauber's another interesting line up, because if Perez doesn't get the Force India seat, then he's probably going to go to Sauber, and probably the same for Hülkenberg, actually. So, who's going to go to Sauber? Who is it, do you think?
I really want to see Gutierrez back in F1, honestly.
You want to, but you
don't. I think he's done well.
Yeah, I think he does.
He did really bad at first, but then when Sauber got a bit quicker, he kind of did a lot better, which obviously he wouldn't, quicker car, but I think it grew his confidence a lot as well, and then he got quicker himself as well.
I mean, I think Sauber would be really stupid not to keep at least someone who's had experience, you know what I mean? Or, because it doesn't look like, I mean, Adrian Sutil, I think, is going there. So they would
but
not
the
then
thing is,
Gutierrez.
But the thing is, didn't they like confirm Sorokin though?
That's or, so there's basically one seat, isn't there? Really?
Yeah, I think that was the issue with Hülkenberg trying to get a seat, because he isn't at Sauber next year because of that 12-year-old.
So basically, we reckon, I think Adrian Sutil will basically replace Gutierrez, and then you'll have that Sorokin guy, which I don't want to happen because I don't like Sutil, but
yeah,
it's just the way it is, I guess. Mercedes, we know basically every other grid we all know now, don't we? So
yeah,
that, what's that guy called, the new McLaren one? I don't know how to say his name.
Kevin Magnussen.
Magnussen, that's it.
Huh, somebody gave Hülkenberg a contract, didn't they?
Sauber said that he would be able to go back.
Yeah,
to
that was it.
But so that basically means if he can't find a seat, Gutierrez is going, I guess. What was I talking about? I can't even remember. You know,
I mean, honestly, like, people were talking about, I'm not sure if McLaren did a good idea putting Magnussen putting a rookie driver in a top car, I guess you could say, but obviously Magnussen isn't it was like 2007, look what Hamilton did. He almost won the championship in his first year with McLaren.
It's his own fault he didn't.
I mean, obviously,
the thing is for Hamilton, though.
Obviously, Magnussen's not Hamilton, but
yeah.
Somebody worked out as well, and he had like 3 seasons worth of time. Like, the amount of time you'd be driving over 3 seasons, he'd done that in testing before his first season.
Who's this,
so he
Hamilton?
Was already, yeah, he'd already done tons of driving.
Yeah, that's the problem, like, back in the day when, I think it was up until 2009, where you could literally just do season testing every single day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So I guess that's an advantage he had. But still, you know, going from a different formula, or formulae, however they say it, is It's quite hard, I guess. But
So he wasn't as rookie as everybody thinks he was.
No, he still did well to get three. I think it was 7 podiums in a row. Which is quite impressive.
Yeah, he still did well.
It's sort of gone downhill though, hasn't it? Really. So.
Yeah, he really hasn't done much recently.
So Jenson Button will be the oldest driver on the grid. Am I right in saying that?
Probably.
33, I think he is. Massa's 32, I want to say. Yeah, I guess he is then. So, you know, he's probably got another 2, maybe 3 years in him. I think 2.
It depends how McLaren goes.
If they get the Honda, well, when they get the Honda deal, I think he will stay for that year because he has quite good deals with, has relationships with Honda, let's say.
Yeah, he was with Honda from,
3
until
06, I think. Or 08.
Yeah,
I think
it was until 08.
Yeah. Until that they turned into Braun and
I guess it was history. Actually the same team, but they just changed names. Different. What engine did they have that year? Was it Honda?
Honda run Honda engines basically. So I mean, is there anything you guys like, let's just have a quick think about the season. So what I'm going to ask actually at the end of the podcast, so just to get you guys thinking, what was the one moment this season you'll always remember out of all of it? Don't say now, but just to obviously think about it. So next year we're going to quickly talk about Red Bull dominance.
Yep.
Probably, because everybody's got a clean sheet of paper as for the car design, and Red Bull has Adrian Newey, so.
Yep, but they've lost his right-hand man, so to speak. I can't remember his name.
I think the only teams that might have a chance at challenging Red Bull would probably have to be Ferrari, McLaren if they have a good car, and maybe Mercedes.
I don't think McLaren have the drivers anymore to do it. I think if Hamilton stayed at McLaren, then they would have had a shot, but
I don't know. I think a lot of people underestimate Jenson Button, in my opinion. But let's not have
Well, he's a champion.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. All I was going to say is that I think a lot of people don't realise how fast he is. I know in qualifying he's not good, but he's quite good in race pace. Then we're going to... Do you think we'll see McLaren rise to hopefully compete with the top guys now?
Yeah, I reckon they'll be back next season.
See how it... Then Mercedes should pretty much stay the same, I guess. Same with Ferrari.
Yeah, they got the second most amount of money.
I think Alonso and Raikkonen will be at Ferrari until they retire.
Yeah. So do you think Caterham and Marussia will be able to now close the gap on the back sort of midfield?
I think the only one that really has a chance is Marussia, just because they got more $40 million and Caterham didn't.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's interesting. So I guess we should end it now, unless you guys have got anything to say. Before I asked you the question, I guess.
Nope.
So, so what I was going to say is, what is the one moment of this season you'll always remember? I know mine.
Jeep at Korea.
No.
I would say Malaysia, Sebastian Vettel, Mark Webber. That is the moment, because that changed my opinion on Sebastian Vettel a lot. Not in a good way or a bad. I'm not saying if it's a good or a bad way. It's just.
I think it shouldn't be a bad way.
You got any idea, Ed? Or
I guess Mark Webber, no helmet, was pretty good.
That was good. It's surprising they look so small, don't they, when they were out there? Like his head looked like a little kid or whatever. Well,
yeah. I guess that's it, really. Nothing much has happened. As eventful as it's been, with a few like tires and that, I don't think I'll actually remember any of it. Like.
It's because Seb won basically 13 out of the 19 races, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Jesus, he only lost six.
Seb won 2/3 of the races. More than 2/3 of the races.
I think he led at least led a lap of every Grand Prix apart from. Which one didn't he win? I was going to say Spain. It might have been Spain, actually.
Melbourne, probably. He didn't lead.
Did he not?
I should think he didn't at Melbourne.
Well, I hope everyone has enjoyed the podcast. Unless you've got anything to say.
No.
Okay, well, thank you, Ed. Thank you. Evan, Peck, whatever you want to call yourself. And I guess we'll see you guys probably December time for sort of a season review. Probably won't be as long as this episode. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching, and we will see you then.